Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I may be wrong here, but I've noticed something different in your relationship, you and Sean there. Greg Warren, Sean O'Brien with us. You're not being mean to Sean today.
No, it already happened.
And you were, he was nice to you yesterday when you weren't even here on the air.
That's impossible.
Yeah, no, he was. So
why?
Well, I don't know. He just seems nicer to you now. I mean, you're no Sean Cadet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happened while I was gone.
No, but is he being nice to you now?
No, I mean, it's like for every one nice, it's about five. You know, I double checked what time to go
shut
get
up,
ready
yeah,
for radio.
Baby.
There you go. I was like, hey, what time do I have to be ready? And he goes, for the 50th time, 7:20.
I said, for the fifth time, and it was not an exaggeration, it was five times.
Twice.
Five times. Last
he just
night.
He gets angry over nothing. I'm like,
Somebody asked you the same question five times, and you gave him the same answer.
Today he was lashing out the coffee process and the route that was taken to
I don't think I lashed out. I mean, I was just telling a story. And to be clear here, 156 and Dodge did nothing wrong. They did nothing wrong.
Because you know you'll be back.
I just thought that's where we were going.
Yeah.
So they didn't do anything wrong.
No, it was Colleen.
The other place, it was
Colleen did something wrong.
Colleen didn't do anything wrong.
She went to the wrong place.
Right. She took a different route.
Yeah, I had not been given the little GPS memo.
Why didn't you just tell her what store to go to, and then you could eliminate all this?
Yeah, that's true, too.
He just got in the back and was riding, and he doesn't know Omaha like you do.
I guess.
Yeah, he's been coming here about 15 years longer than you. Right. What are you talking about? Of course he has.
He's a backseat passenger.
That's a horrible excuse.
Oh, he's just not paying attention.
I just didn't want to.
You figure you're going to the same plane you always go to.
I figured that, but I also figured, hey, if we're not going there, it's for a reason. Colleen's got a plan. We're in a hurry. She knows something. She obviously didn't know anything.
I had heard
took
that
us the
there
busiest
was more
Starbucks
of a cluster
in the world.
On Dodge. Than there would be on Center.
All right.
That's why I took this route.
Again, if you guys want some free tea and coffee.
I think it's gone by now. Believe me, one of our listeners picked it up somewhere.
I just got a call from the guy who picked it up. He said thanks.
Nice.
Glad he could enjoy that.
Three holes, no waiting.
That's tonight. Funnybone-Omaha.com.
No, that's not tonight.
No.
Come on in. Three seats, three holes, same difference.
Got it.
Man, they're
21omaha.com.
People with that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett commercial are sorry they hired that actor.
Yeah,
you work for Todd and Tyler.
Yeah, you call for your reservations instead of a four-topper. Ask for a three-hole.
Yeah, all parties of three tonight. Yes. No two, no four, only parties
no
of three.
No waiting.
Yes. Three holes, no waiting.
Yeah, you may have to wait in line a little bit. So I think that's false advertising when there's no waiting.
Yeah.
Come on, Craig. Fill something in for me.
There you go.
It, she means it.
Jesus,
we do have
Colleen.
A Deadpool alert, I guess, sort of.
Well, Danny Aiello, by the way, I hate to say this because you say yes, of course he was because he just died. Was he sick? Known to be sick?
I think it was a sudden thing.
Well, because two people had him. And who would just pick a random 85-year-old guy? That's not really, we don't do that usually, the Deadpool guys. So, and what were the two names of the Deadpool guys again that got the hits?
Respectful, I'm sure. See.
He was being treated for a sudden illness.
Yeah, but that they had them on the list a year ago, obviously.
Yeah. Well, he's been on for other things.
Oh, yeah? So okay.
Yeah. They may have had him on for something else.
What?
And the two players that had Danny Aiello, I'm a Colin Cowboy and Rammer Jammer 13.
I'm a
catheter
Colin Cowboy.
Ice cream.
Had a few hits already. Before.
Yeah, Catheter Ice Cream leading the league.
Out right now. Oh, with the point spread. Right. Aren't they tied?
Tiebreaker points.
Factoring in
Catheter
the
ice cream and pants off hoodie on.
Yeah. Also, that's
both
also
have
about
six
you.
Hits.
It's also about you.
Six?
Yeah, six hits.
Wow.
The record's seven. And we got 3 weeks left.
And a note for our Deadpoolers.
Who's sick?
No one.
Okay.
That I'm aware of. Dick Van Dyke, however, is 94.
That dude's still kicking. 94. See him talking, though. He's got his faculties. He's got everything, man. Didn't he marry somebody like in her 50s? His wife's in her 50s.
I thought he'd been married for 50
years.
He
was. I think she died.
Got
and he got a new one.
He got into the perineum, Sonny.
Yeah. Did he get in that?
No.
How old's Dick Van Dyke's wife there, Puss?
I'm looking.
All right. 93.
Or four, or whatever I said.
Either way, I think you said 94. You're right. Yeah.
Whatever I said, I meant it.
Yeah.
Greg.
I know you do, man. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's the gospel when you speak.
Yeah.
Never question anything you said.
Ass kiss.
In a paper published last week by Utah State University's Center for Growth and Opportunity, after Washington State implemented legal marijuana sales for adult use in 2014, the number of drunk driving accidents in neighboring Idaho decreased. The association was strongest among counties closest to the Washington border. Counties located an hour away from Washington saw a reduction of 18%. Counties 3 hours away saw a reduction of 10%. When the driving distance from Washington was 4 hours or more, the effect was insignificant. They also found evidence that alcohol-related traffic accidents decreased close to the border.
So people were more careful as they were driving across state lines to get their weed?
No, they just weren't drinking as much. They were probably getting high.
Yeah, they were not drinking obviously. As much. The study adds new evidence that when cannabis is legally accessible, people substituted at least some for alcohol.
Oh, sir, they're running into Spokane.
There's no argument against that, then. Think about that, because we always see the signs, and rightly so. You see them over every highway, and they're pretty sobering when you see the sign that says how many people have died in that state.
Right.
Because of alcohol. I mean, I know there's one between here and Lincoln when you drive that way, if you leave this city. It'll say, you know, it's 70 or 80 people that say have died with alcohol on the highways. It'll say alcohol. Oh, it just says traffic-related
deaths. No, it's just traffic-related deaths.
But a lot of those are alcohol.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't specifically say.
No, you're right. It does say traffic-related deaths.
So if you're high, you're a better driver than...
No, you just... It doesn't count as alcohol-related.
Yeah.
You can die in that, but they will say, there was no alcohol in this.
Maybe the stoners just ate the weed and didn't go anywhere either.
Yeah, they probably don't have much gumption to go out.
I think there's a lot of factors. I think less alcohol in consumption in general, if they're starting to get high, and a lot of guys get high and don't want to go anywhere.
Well, it also might be the Craig's rule, always follow the rules when you're breaking the law, because once they cross the border into Idaho, you better not be drunk, because they might pull you over, and then they'll find some weed, which is not legal in Idaho, and bust you for that and take away your weed. So always follow the rules when you're breaking the law.
Would that be a felony if you go to Denver, buy weed, and then bring it to Omaha and you get caught?
It depends on how much you have.
You can't cross state
lines.
Well, they all do it. I mean, everybody I know goes to Denver and brings weed to Omaha. I mean, everybody I've ever met does that.
Right.
If they go to Colorado for a vacation or something like that, they come back with weed.
I thought I was going to prison last month.
You were in Mexico, right?
I was in Mexico, right?
It's scary down there, man.
It was. Well, so you can buy a ton of prescription drugs just over the counter there.
Okay.
Sure.
So a friend I work with says, hey, can you bring me back this tramadol, which is, I guess, a form of a painkiller or whatever. You can just buy it. $10, whatever. So I'm in the airport right there. They sell it right behind the counter.
Really?
So I'm like, oh, great. I go, give me 2 bottles. It was nuts. It was like $15 for like 100 pills, right? Throw in my bag, go through customs. And then the custom guy coming back in, I mean, there's such jerks coming into it. It's funny. It's easier to get into Mexico as an American than it is to get in America as an American. Like, it was so much harder coming back. So the guard...
They don't care what you smuggle in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they didn't care at all. We're just walking in. They're like, you guys just having fun? We're like, yeah, right. So we go back, right? And the guy, he goes, all right, what were you guys doing? That whole thing. And then he goes, what do you do for a living? So I just said comedian. I was like, it's just easy.
Yeah.
And Heather, my girlfriend, for whatever reason, just starts laughing. I don't know, she thought maybe I should say bartender.
So it sounds like you're messing with him.
Yeah, it sounds like, and she just get, and I'm like, what are you, and he's like, well, he looked at her, he's like, what's that? I'm like, I don't know what that is. I go, I that's what I do.
Right.
She's crazy. So now he's grilling a little more. She's like, well, I don't know, I thought you would have said bartender or whatever. I'm like, no, I would say the cooler gag. Right. Yeah.
Right.
Threw me on the bus. So he goes, all right, do you bring back, he's like listed all the stuff, you know, this, that. He goes, did you bring back any pharmaceutical drugs that you purchased in Mexico? Right in my bag,
that's the question.
And now it's all clicking. I'm like, oh, man, this could be what is legal there, not legal. So I was like, of course not. I would never do that.
And he didn't even look in your bag. And you said that with knowing 2 bottles were in your bag.
2 in my bag, right? So now I'm freaking out. So this is the one guy. Now you go to get your bags.
Yeah.
So now I'm starting to have this meltdown. I was like, oh, man, I have these things on me. Even though I got through the one custom, you still got a random guard at the end audit you. Like, he just picks out 1 out of 10.
Yes.
So I'm like, I know what I'll do. I'll just throw it out, right? Can't bring your bags. You cannot bring your bag into the bathroom. There's a guard there. Like, they don't even let you. So I'm sitting there with the tramadol. Like, so I start Googling, like, what it, yeah, it would be a felony, technically.
Was it?
If they
snagged you.
So we're going through, and I'm like,
by the way,
God,
did your guy want tramadol just because he's a drug addict, or is he
no,
in pain?
No,
tramadol's
no.
not a, an opioid.
Tramadol's not even really.
Oh, it's not an opioid. No.
Tramadol almost killed my dad.
Okay.
There's horrible side effects.
It's not an opioid. Actually needed it for. I mean, you didn't bring it back so we could sell it, right?
No.
Tramadol's no fun.
Got
there's
it.
No,
right, yeah. It's not even like a fun, but it's also.
Cheaper down there.
It's a prescribed thing, right?
I think it is an opioid, is it not?
Nah,
I think it's low level, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
No, I think he's right.
What's it prescribed for?
Pain.
Yeah.
But it causes seizures and all this stuff, right? So we're going out, and I'm just trying to time the guard. He's doing about 1 out of 10. Right. Like, 9 people good, you off to the side, right? Yeah. We go, nothing. He looks at us, he takes a beat, and he goes, "You're fine." The next 2 behind us, right into the side bin.
You know, you're
at their bags.
Why did you lie?
I'm surprised you were fine, because you got a beard, you're not clean. No, I'm serious. I was pulled over in Orlando years ago with my wife coming back from Jamaica because I was a long-haired, and she was really young at the time. Sorry, honey, she still is younger than me, but she was really young. And they profiled us. They said, "Hey, long hair, guy in his 30s, really young girl in her 20s, we're pulling on the side." I had everything on me except for I bought Todd a pipe, but it was hadn't been used
yet.
They didn't find it either, but I'm surprised they didn't pull you out. So
why did you lie?
I'm surprised you weren't just sweating.
I panicked. Yeah. I just, because it didn't, like, it was all, I was just thinking, like.
You could have said, "Oh, is this illegal? Okay, well, then you can take it. I'll throw it away." I didn't know you couldn't bring back.
Yeah, it was just, I didn't expect the question. Yeah. I wasn't seeing it coming. And I
but
just,
it's funny he asked it. He said the exact same thing you had. Alien, you said, "Do you have any drugs on you?"
Well, and that's what people do.
Do you have 2 packages of tramadol in your bag?
Yeah, it was. I was sweating.
So once you made it through there, you're safe.
But you can't. Again, you can't throw it out. That's the thing. You're not safe because you got that last guard, the random audit guy.
I understand that, but he didn't pick you. So did the sweat stop then?
Sweat stopped. Yeah, and I just threw the bottles at my friend, and I'm like, "Don't ever make me be your drug mule again." Yeah. All right? I'm not ever pulling this crap. This is ridiculous. Like, complete nerve wracking. But yeah, it's just crazy. What would be if I had possession of that here without prescription,
right?
That would actually be felony.
That's not legal.
It'd be a legit not a misdemeanor. It'd be a felony.
Yeah,
you just buy them at the counter like it's Advil. You know, no
Wikipedia
problem.
Says it's an opioid pain medication, and it doesn't necessarily cause seizures. People don't take it just to have seizures.
No.
He meant they take it when they.
They're saying some of the side effects
they have.
People
have had. What happened to your dad?
It's a possible side effect.
What was your dad taking them for? Pain.
Yeah, he had a back surgery.
Got it.
And
you got hooked on it?
No, you can't get hooked on it.
Okay.
But he was taking them, and he started having all these kidney problems.
Yeah.
And nobody knew why.
Well, Sean should stop mewing it for your dad.
Yeah, exactly, man. Stop it. This was a while back.
It was your dad.
He's having terrible kidney problems, and they can't figure out. Nobody can figure out what's wrong.
Yeah.
Nobody's and he's in the hospital hardcore.
Is he in his 70s now?
Yeah, and think this is about 4 or 5 years ago. My mom was still alive, and things were going bad. My mom goes on the internet after this is like after 4 weeks, going to like 6 doctors. We don't know what's wrong. She just Googles tramadol. It says can have very adverse effects in elderly patients with like kidney related or something like that. So now my dad, will not take anything, nothing. He had another back surgery a year ago, Tylenol.
Man,
really?
Tylenol. He wouldn't take the morphine. He wouldn't
nothing.
Tylenol. Well, he's a football coach, so I mean,
yeah,
Tylenol. He's a maniac, man. Tylenol. And he's like,
Greg tried Oxy this time week for the first time.
Yeah,
and that's not recreational, by the way. Obviously, we know why he took it.
And half an hour ago.
Oh yeah.
They threw a bunch of pain medication at me after my knee surgery,
I
leave. That was it.
Really?
Yeah, because it didn't really help me that much. I wasn't really in that much pain, so.
Plus, he didn't get any buzz off of it.
Yeah, that too.
He was pissed off.
Really?
He was
by the way,
pissed. He was always so pissed.
The next time we name a pain medication and don't get an email that said, "That stuff is awesome," will be the first time we've mentioned a pain medication and not gotten an email saying.
Who loves tramadol? Who loves tramadol?
Danny likes tramadol.
Danny. That's a great book. I read that book. Danny likes tramadol.
Danny loves tramadol.
I think it was an after school special.
Are you going to read that at your kids' show tomorrow?
Yeah.
Danny loves
excerpts
tramadol.
From Danny Loves Tramadol.
Because we've talked about hydrocodone, oxycodone, oxycontin the past few days, and that stuff's great.
Yeah, yes, brother.
Our inbox is just full of how great that
Craig
stuff
said,
is.
We found out earlier that we didn't know in the beginning of the week when Craig said he took OxyContin that when it attacks your pain, it doesn't give you a buzz. But if you don't have any pain, it apparently gives you a buzz. But we didn't know that in the beginning. Craig just didn't. He said, I didn't get a buzz off that. But we had an email like almost immediately say, Craig's full of it. It's a great buzz. But then we found out later, if you have pain, it attacks the pain, doesn't give you a buzz, right?
Really?
Right.
Yeah, that's what we hear.
Yeah, but we had endorsements about what a great recreational drug it was.
Danny loves Tramadol. Yeah. I say that a lot.
I love that Warren's dad took nothing but Tylenol for back surgery, but the tea this morning just wrecked his day.
It did not wreck my day. Somebody from the station brought me some
Meg?
Tea.
Megan.
That was Meg.
Oh,
Meg brought him some tea.
Meg, sweet thanks Megan. A lot. Yeah, very, very nice of you.
Changed the mood.
That's half her monthly salary, by the way.
Hey, man, if she wants to go down to 156th and die, get her whatever she wants.
Yeah, I was cleaning out the medicine cabinet the other day. There's a bottle of morphine. There's a bottle of hydrocodone.
What was available in the airport in Cancun besides Tramadol?
That was hilarious. Everything. Flexerol, Viagra,
just right there.
Antibiotics.
Okay, anything you wanted. Huh?
It was like, yeah, it was just right there. I got right in the shelf.
So many antibiotics. Kathleen Madigan was like, her mom likes Mexican antibiotics. So when I was down there, I was like 10 bottles of antibiotics.
And you can bring those back?
Yeah, because that's not a controlled substance.
Got it. Right.
And I think that's the key, where the tramadol is controlled. Right. So,
well, yeah. And if that guy would have asked, "Do you have antibiotics?" I would have been like, "Yes, I do."
I know.
Because you're honest.
Just your default is to lie.
I panicked, man.
Did panic. And knowing, all we had to do was say, "Okay, well, let me check."
Yeah,
then you would have said, "Oh, you lied. It's right here."
My
fear you're
was
ass pounding prison in Cancun.
Yeah, I'm just thinking the word. No, I'm thinking if I said yes, he'd be like, "Well, now you have possession of a controlled substance. You're in U.S. You're going to get detained." And
right.
Your brain just spins. But the fact I couldn't throw it out is what scared me.
Yes.
There's a guard at the door. He's like, "You can't bring your bag in there."
Yes.
And I'm just freaking out. And Heather's like, "Ah, cool, behave." And I'm like, "I can't go. You already laughed at me that said I'm a comedian. You're making fun of me already. I'm sweating."
That was more cool, by the way.
No, it wasn't, man. In fact, I might move out.
I got a question.
The reason is because if
I don't think they really enforce that, because I know in some of those 55-plus communities like my dad lives in, they load up a bus and go down to Mexico.
Yeah, there might be some sort of deal they got.
A busload of the 70, 75, 80-year-old people, you do damn well what they're there for.
But I don't think
there's no customs there.
Yeah.
And I also don't think it's pain pills. It's
right. These are pain pills.
Yeah, it's probably a blood pressure medication.
Yeah, that's
just Viagra.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stuff they can get.
Larry's got the Viagra. You know he does now.
Stuff they can get cheaper down in Mexico than they can in the States.
She smiles.
I can't believe she said you were a bartender and not a...
She just laughed.
When you say comedian, and then she laughs, that almost makes it sound like you're joking.
Correct.
And now you're lying.
Like,
to the guy
I'm
about
lying.
That. Right,
and
exactly.
Then that started, I think, the more... Because he wasn't quizzing everyone. I was watching. Everyone was like, he was just like, "What are you doing?" I go. And then for whatever reason, he's like, "So, you know, what do you do for work?" And I go, "I'm a comedian."
Yeah,
and then she's like, and I'm like, what is that? And then I'm like yelling. I'm like, "I am, you know, I am." I was like, "I have YouTube clips. You can see him, sir." I was like, "Here's my name." He's like, "I don't care. This is not why."
Yeah,
but still though, it sounds like you're lying about your profession.
Totally,
being a dick to a cop by telling him you're a comedian. "Hey, I'm a comedian." Ah,
yeah, yeah. It just sounds made up.
She might have heard headliner and went, "Ha."
I mean, that's at least more of a fair point.
I'm sorry.
That
almost got you busted with your tramadol.
That was a dick statement. That's something Greg Warren should be saying.
Because Danny O'Brien loves his tramadol.
I got to tell you, I mean, if they ask me whether you're a comedian or a bartender, I would say comedian. In that you're not a very good bartender. Like it's terrible.
You bartend on the side sometimes still?
Yeah,
still working at Funny Bone.
At the Funny Bone there, okay.
In St. Louis.
I knew you don't work here.
Right.
I'd see you here.
One time...
he's not a good bartender.
One of our friends recently, she was mad at another one of our friends who worked at the bar because he said something. And she goes, and then Sean, Sean was on my side and he was very upset.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell because he immediately threw a bottle and smashed it. I was like, "Yeah, he broke six bottles before that,
but not on purpose."
Sean O'Brien is a comedian, and he's featured this weekend.
And loaded with tramadol.
Your headliner, Greg Warren, who doesn't bartend on the side. Yeah, he actually is a comedian. Not yet.
He'd be a bad barista.
That's right.
I got extra tramadol if you want to take some home to your body.
Bad for your kidney, man.
Colleen's here too.
Three holes, no waiting.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.